This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I just love that it feels like the public at large is having its fun with the Stephon Diggs substance story and not taking it too seriously. You know, life is short. They're on a boat. They're having a good time. And I think people are really just kind of looking at this like, hey, man, these are the breaks. This is the cost of doing business with a high-profile wide receiver like Stephon Diggs, like a guy that's had multiple contracts now. This guy is rich. He's famous. And he's on a boat. And he's got a substance. We've seen people call it pink creatine. We've seen people say that, hey.
Clearly, it's a pre-workout powder, obviously. Yeah. He's just getting ready for his post-boat workout.
All a part of the plot. All a part of the plan. This isn't a deviation at all. No, sir. No, sir. Not at all. This is just a fairly normal thing. Also, people saying this is true wide receiver one type of behavior. Like, you may not like your wide receivers, diva wide receivers, as they say, but this is what it looks like. Like this is what the premier. Now, the question is Stephon Diggs at his age and given now the more recent injury history, is he still, closer to being that elite guy? But I mean, this is how they behave. This is how they tend to act at times, a little bit high maintenance and maybe making you worry a little bit more than you would like to normally worry about what your players are doing in the offseason.
Yeah.
Fair to say.
That's especially when OTAs are going on up in New England and you got it's that he's a brand new guy and a brand new team with a brand new offense. And we saw how good he was with the younger players last year. He's only 6 months or 7 months removed from his ACL, so he probably wouldn't be doing much in OTAs. But it's nice to have him around. Mentoring and tutoring and teaching them exactly when, where, and how to carry your pink substance in a baggie. These are the lessons the young guys need.
Now, I'll tell you who I'm absolutely not worried about at all when it comes to this sort of thing, and that's Will Anderson Jr. Now, that's probably in part two because I've met Will Anderson Sr. And this guy comes from all of the right stuff, but when we talk about Will Anderson, man, I don't know if this guy has ever lost a press conference. He's probably won every press conference that he's ever taken part of. But hearing from him yesterday and just sort of the energy and the passion that he brings to it makes you really feel like, or at least me, makes me really feel like this is a big Will Anderson year coming. Like when we talk about C.J. Stroud being, on the – the year before you're going to pay the quarterback, but you're also having a similar conversation with Will Anderson Jr. And I'm just excited about the type of season that he can have. Like, it's sort of the opposite what happened on the defensive side, right? Like, both of these guys were rookie of the year. I'm talking about Stroud and Anderson, rookie of the year on their respective side of the ball. Stroud, not all of his own fault, but in part because of his own performance as well, seemed to take at least some step back, or at the very least was kind of stagnant in his growth. Whereas Will Anderson, I thought, took a leap, took a bit of a step and improved in ways from his rookie year to his second year that are encouraging and makes you feel like it's going to be a similar thing going from year two to year three when he talks about being more precise, using his hands better. It was just really kind of cool to listen to Will Anderson talk about improving, not adding to his arsenal, but fine-tuning and improving the things that he already does really well.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. He's coming out here. I was all, like, fired up and everything like that. And, you know, D'Amico pulled me to the side and was like, you know, now it's just fine-tuning those little things of your game. Like, how precise can you be? How good can you be at taking the next step? And for me, it's just like, when I'm on a block, using my hands better, getting off blocks, my escape, when I'm rushing the passer, like, am I reaching with precision on the quarterback? Can I get some strip sacks, stuff like that? So, like, those are the things I want to work on this offseason, this time doing OTAs and really just getting precise at those things and taking my game to the next level.
What do you feel like, Seth? What is that type of precision do you feel like does for Will Anderson's game and taking it to the next level?
For a lot with Will, the transition he made from year one to year two and what he got better at was just hitting his moves more quickly and having everything just kind of like in your sequence as a pass rusher from your get off to when you're closing in on the offensive tackle to which move you hit and then which counter move you hit. Like, in his rookie year, it was kind of mechanical. Last year, it just flowed. And, like, this year, he just needs to continue basically doing all the same things he was doing. It's just he needs the muscle memory. And I think he used muscle memory in one of his quotes from a couple weeks ago in an interview. The muscle memory for all of that stuff to happen automatically. And that's where, like, when Will came out, one of the knocks against him was that, hey, he's pretty raw and unpolished as a pass rusher. And that was accurate. He really did not have a lot of polish. He wasn't like guys that have been playing about 4-3 defensive end their entire careers from high school on into college. He was a guy who had played on the line. He had played off-ball linebacker. He was never really a genuine, just wide-aligned pass rusher. So he had a lot of work to do. In his rookie year, he made a lot of progress with that. Last year, it just looked more automatic. And there's nothing mystical or magical about it. He just needs to keep drilling the stuff that he does to get to the point where it's just grooved in ridiculous. Like, when you would watch J.J. Watt play, it's not like J.J. had a huge arsenal of plays or of pass rush moves, but he was so quick and effective and powerful with it that it didn't matter. It's like a pitcher that only has two pitches. It doesn't matter what you're seeing. As long as those two pitches offset each other and keep the batter uncomfortable, that's enough. And I think Will is that way. It's just a matter of just continuing to get better at his core business.
Yeah, there's something to be said for being a force. And I think JJ was this way and Will is this way. Just being a force in and of himself, but then also that motor. Like there's just something to be said for being strong, powerful, and trying your hardest all the time, you know, like all the damn time. And I think that part of it goes a long way. This was also Will Anderson in talking about his goals going into year three.
Yeah, doing this, like the phase one, phase two, Coach Rod, I think he's been doing an excellent job. Like, we do these things called pro grows, and that's when we go back and look at all the tape from last year, and he did a really good job of putting together a really good presentation for each and one of us. And for me, mine's just reaching with precision. So after practice or during practice when I'm not in, we're getting on the dummies, we're reaching, we're going through bags, bending the corner, reaching with precision, stuff like that, and just making sure that it's just muscle memory. So when you get on Sunday, he's just doing it.
Yeah. So but you were talking about I think you mentioned muscle memory quote. There is one right there, like just kind of repetition and getting it going. And really, it's just sort of some of the little things, right? Like, just kind of the repeatability of it all. I really think that Will Anderson is primed for a hell of a season after hearing some of that.
His pro grow tape last year, he was about getting separation at the top of his rush. And if you think about Will in his rookie year, a lot of times he would get to the top of his rush, like when you're getting back to the depth of the quarterback, and he would just turn everything into a bull rush. And he'd just kind of lock horns. And in college, you can be a bull in a china shop. In the NFL, when you try to be a bull in the china shop all the time, you realize that, some of these figurines are made of solid lead. It's not going to work. I gotta add something to this. And he did. He got a lot better at creating separation. And a lot of times that created more opportunities to disengage and get a guy when he started scrambling out of the pocket. He got a lot better with that. I assume that when he meant reaching, he was talking about the finish of just going for the strip sack.
Yeah.
Unless he was talking about something else.
And I think it's important to point out, he's talking about Rod Wright, the defensive line coach, showing them what they need to improve on. And that was part of his tape. But he also spoke at some point in this availability about that being kind of a theme for the defense, right? Of just like finishing plays and not leaving as much meat on the bone. And like just all of the opportunities that were left out there that were left out there on the field for that very reason. Just the idea of finishing plays, finishing through with the plays is what it sounds like to me.
And you think just about that, that simple act alone of just getting the ball off of the quarterback's hand when you haven't even necessarily had to win the pass rush. You just got to get close enough. That's what Will has always been really good at doing, because he can compress the pocket even if he's not necessarily winning the rush. But just so when you get in proximity, there's a million different ways you can finish that play. The guys that have a knack for getting the ball right out of the quarterback's hands, that can be worth like an extra 3 or 4 sacks a year. That ends up being the difference between, like Robert Mathis was awesome, and he was an undersized guy. He was only 6'2", but he was brilliant at strip sacking the quarterback. And like without that one skill, he's probably not nearly as high on the all-time sack leader.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMCs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Should mention that Crosstalk is brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing. as we welcome in the fellas from In the Loop, Reginald Atatula, John Lopez, Figgy Fig, I'm sure, is also in the building or shortly going to be here shortly. Fellas, I don't know what y'all's OTA takeaways were mainly. I'm sure we'll hear them from 10 to 2 today on the program. But the Will Anderson thing, I was just saying a moment ago, I don't feel like the dude has ever lost a press conference. And every time he gets up there and talks, it inspires me just a little bit. Like, I ain't nobody's football player, right? But I'll run through a wall listening to Will Anderson talk, and just hearing from him has me really optimistic about the season that the dude's going to have.
Yeah, like, he gives off a air that is wise beyond his years, and it gives me a level of peace. Like, whatever is going to happen, I know that he is going to make sure that it goes well. Like, he is going to have the right answer for it. And I also appreciate both of you guys, like, breaking this down over the course of the show, but kind of talking about how it's really just refining what he has already. Like, yep. He already has all the goods, basically. And it made me think of, you named, Seth, a few players that kind of have had various, you mentioned JJ and, like, not having, like, I guess what in basketball terms we would be like the deep bag or what yep. have you. But, like, the things that you do, doing them incredibly well. And I just keep thinking Julius Peppers, like, how everybody knew that spin was coming.
Yep.
But that spin would work every single time. I'm yep. like, if he gets to that place where it's just like, whatever he's coming at you with, yep. it's going to work and be effective no matter what you got coming.
Dwight Freeney was like that.
Yes.
Same thing.
Right. I can only imagine what this looks like in a level of like effectiveness that it seems like he is working towards. And of course, because he is Will Anderson Jr. and he talks the way that he does, it feels like I'm guaranteed that he gets there, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he was talking yesterday like he'd had a sniff of that pink baggie or something. He he's yeah, that Will is a guy who never, ever, ever, ever needs to dabble in or experiment with any kind of stimulants whatsoever. And I would include coffee in that.
Yeah.
He was talking a million miles a minute there.
He was.
Yeah.
Watch out, opposing offensive linemen. If this dude gets a hold of whatever is in Stephon Diggs' bag, watch out.
I feel like we should be very clear in making the case that I don't think that he is dealing with any pink baggies.
I don't. No.
I don't even want to get close to this.
No.
No, if he got a hold of something that was in that baggie, Will would have the entire house cleaned in 37 minutes flat.
Is that what happened with like, LT?
Where's Will? I don't know. He's up in the attic, fine cleaning the attic.
He's
with
vacuuming
the
attic.
Yeah, pass rushing is the last thing that you got to worry about. This dude is taking care of business.
Mm-hmm.
But
got his next 3 years taxes done already.
Exactly.
Will Anderson Jr. on the limitless drug? Like, is that what we're doing here? Yes. Like, he'd end world hunger, right? Like, I feel like Will Anderson Jr. on the limitless drug would get a lot of things done.
I feel like we're kind of making the case for him doing it, though. So, like, we should probably back away from that.
I said the limitless drug.
I feel like
drug.
We're making a little too much of a case for cocaine. So we better, yeah, back off on that, too. Kids, you'll get your house cleaned, and then you'll lose your entire family.
Hey,
a month later.
D&M okay. Auto Leasing is sponsoring the Crosstalk. They are not sponsoring that level of commentary.
Exactly.
I can guarantee you that 100%. What about y'all?
I'd say I warned them. They'd lose their whole families.
What about y'all before we kick it off to y'all in terms of overreactions? I know y'all going to get to it on the show, but did y'all have anything that you had a visceral reaction to from OTAs, from the first practice of OTAs yesterday?
Well, I don't know if it's a visceral reaction as much as a question. And it has to do with C.J. Stroud not throwing.
Okay.
You
can interest me in that.
10:20.
Okay. Is that so that's not the question of the day, because the question of the day is at 10:40. What's your question of the day?
Question of the day might have something to do with C.J. Stroud, too. What's the worst reason you ever had to miss something?
Ah. So we've got
a... Do you mean a worst reason as in, like, it was genuinely a bad thing?
Yeah, like, you shouldn't have missed it, but you missed it for this reason.
Dude, I appreciate the C.J. Stroud-inspired 10 o'clock hour. I am 100% here for that.
No, I guess I'm still... do you mean, though, that your excuse, like, whatever your excuse was, wasn't actually that good of an excuse?
No. It was actually true. I'll give you an example.
I feel like you can go either way with that.
Yeah,
I'm still interested in what your answer is,
I'll give you
though.
An example for the 10:40 question of the day. I actually cut short my honeymoon.
Oh, no.
I cut short my honeymoon by 2 days to do something. It was real. I mean, it's a real reason I did it.
I'm gonna have to.
What you had to do?
Did you say what it was?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you now, and I'll revisit it at. So Shelby Metcalf, legendary basketball coach at Texas A&M. I was in his office, and I said, "Hey, just want you to know, I'm getting married this weekend, but I'll be back for the Southwest Conference basketball tournament. And I had originally had a 7-day honeymoon. I cut it to 5 days. And he looked at me with this quizzical look, and he was a really funny guy. And he goes, John, if you're cutting your honeymoon short for basketball, there's either something I don't know about basketball or something you don't know about honeymoon.
Yeah.
Or something that he didn't know about you.
Right. Then he sat down and gave you the talk.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, do you know what they do
when
there?
A man and a woman love each other?
And then you explain to him, but after 5 days of it, you know, yeah, you kind of figured out all
a man can only do so much.
Yeah, yeah. It start hurting after a while.
That's right.
Yeah, man, it's all
I guess,
good.
You know what? That reminds me of the...
I'm like, wait, are we just going to skip by the fact that B. Scott might need to go get something tested?
After... You shoot too many rounds, I'm just saying.
Go ahead, Seth. You think that this is consecutively? Like, you're just going to continue? Like, that's the whole honeymoon? Is it?
7 days of it.
No, I remember it was something. It was for a good reason. I was supposed to do something with my girlfriend in college. This is just the first thing that popped into my head. But then my college coach called me and said they had a big recruit coming in and they wanted me to host him. So I told my girlfriend, like, listen, I really don't think I should turn this down. Like, they really want me to do this. And she pulled the old, what do you love more, football or me?
Oh, God.
And then I realized in that moment, I totally love football more than you.
I don't even have to entertain
the question. The fact that you asked, that you tried to pull the old false dilemma on me. Yeah. I was like, I don't know. And that was it for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For at least a month or two.
The fact that she had the nerve to think that was a legitimate question.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope no one ever told her that there's no such thing as a bad question, because that'd be one of them.
Yeah.
It never, because you know what happens with that. It never stops. Then it's exactly. Like, oh, do you love work or me more? Like, when they start presenting you with these either-or situations, all right, you're not an adult, okay?
I'll give you a list.
You don't understand compromise or anything about it.
A good reminder of not asking questions that you don't want answers.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. When you ask the questions, you do not get to pick the answers. That's just the reality of it. All right, so this is Crosstalk, again, brought to you by D&M Auto Leasing, and you're listening to KIOT-AM. KIOT FM HD2 Houston and Odyssey Sports Station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports,
Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.